Have you been attacked by an animal? It's 99.7 DJX. I was running recently on Eastern Parkway, and there was like a little area of Eastern Parkway where there's kind of like a little bridge over a little creek area, right?
Uh-huh.
And on the bridge were about 10 geese. And I'm like, I see it as I'm approaching, and I'm like, I can't really go around.
Is that a gaggle of geese?
A gaggle, perhaps?
Is
let's call that. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, a gaggle of geese were guarding this bridge.
Yes.
And I didn't want to go into the street. I don't know why I decided not to go into the street.
They looked menacing.
And so...
You're like, I don't want to mess with
so
all that.
So as I'm approaching, they're just kind of looking at me, and they start to, like, hiss. And I'm getting close. And I'm like, woo. And
this is like the Avengers of geese. They're assembling.
Right.
And
my brain.
You could be Thanos.
And my brain is like going, okay, stay or get off. You're like.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those moments.
Yep.
And so I'm just like,
fight or flight.
Hey.
Oh, you started clapping.
Yes.
Okay.
And
did
then,
it work?
And they, and I realized I had to slow down my pace because I would have just run into them.
Sure.
But they did start to move.
Okay. The clapping
worked. Begrudgingly.
Because they're like, okay, this one looks crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand sometimes wild animals and you have a run-in.
Sure.
Courtney said, I got attacked by a pelican while trying to feed the tarpon when I was in Florida. What a sentence that is, Courtney.
Dang. Yeah, they can be territorial, I've heard.
Again, pelicans?
I don't spend a lot of time out in the wild.
Well, but like, I've seen so many videos of people, like selfie videos where they're like, oh, hey, look at my ice cream. And then a pelican comes and just snatches it.
Exactly.
Or look at this piece of pizza.
Got it. That looks delicious.
I know. Tanya said a goose chased me across a Target parking lot.
Yep.
Barely made it into my car before it lost interest.
Okay. Yes.
I'm telling you, geese are not to be messed with.
No.
They are angry, and I don't know why.
They'll tell you about it.
Why are they such angry
animals? I don't know. I haven't talked to them recently to ask what their issue is.
You haven't talked to geese recently?
No. You're asking, what is it? Why are they angry? And I don't know.
I guess it was a hypothetical question.
Oh.
Bradley said a squirrel launched itself at my leg when I walked past a picnic table.
Wow.
I think I interrupted a turf war or something. Thankfully, I was wearing jeans and the little guy didn't bite me, but scared the blank out of me.
Yes. That's unusual because I feel like
squirrels run away. Yeah, they're going to
run away.
Maybe, you know what?
Mere sight of
Here's
you.
The thing. Sometimes squirrels are stupid.
Oh. So maybe Bradley
again,
just encountered a dumb one?
Well, and decides to escape the wrong direction.
Oh.
And like runs and understands that, okay, maybe I can only go this way.
Mm.
And not that there's a huge park area around and you should go the other way.
Clearly that one had issues.
Yeah, something.
Dan, a big buck male deer locked eyes with me on a hiking trail in Jefferson Forest and stomped.
Oh.
I apologized out loud. I am so sorry, sir. Backed away. And I thought I was going to have to climb a tree to escape.
I'm telling you, those deer that have the antlers.
I've never encountered one.
That would be scary.
Yeah, we have a lot of deer in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
In our backyard all the time, but I've never seen a big buck.
Like, I feel like deer are like big squirrels.
Yes, they are. They look gentle. They're pretty. They'll look at you. Maybe they'll freeze from fear or they'll just scatter. I mean, our pugs, when they see one, they start barking and telling them the business. And they usually are just like, all right, and I'm out.
Natalie said, we jokingly say at work that my service dog's second occupation is goose patrol.
Sure.
Because there are always geese around her building. And the co-worker's afraid of geese. So when they are by the door, she asked for us to go out there so my service dog could scare them off.
Right. Absolutely.
Man, I don't know what it is about geese. Stephanie rolls in and says, I was a sophomore at IUS, tried to feed some geese some hamburger that I had accidentally left out. It got mad and tried chasing me and my ex-boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Why are you trying to feed geese hamburger?
Well, maybe they just didn't want it to go to waste. Don't know. Said she left it out.
Oh, no. Zach texted us. The squirrel once got in my grandma's car window and attacked her. They could be crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes squirrels are stupid.
That one felt trapped. So that was a fight or flight for the squirrel, probably. Oh, my goodness.
Sarah said, when I was little, I went to pet a cow.
Of course.
And it snorted directly in my face. Not really an attack, but it felt personal and it terrified me. I haven't touched a cow since.
Right, because the cow was just like, no touchy. What are you doing? No touchy.
Like, ah!
Oh, gosh, Mandy, a rooster chased me around my friend's farm while my friends filmed instead of helping.
That's funny.
I screamed a lot. It did manage to claw me a little.
Oh, no.
The physical scars have healed, but the emotional scars that jerk left have not. LOL.
Oh, poor thing.
Dang it. Yeah, rooster can be intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll do one more. These are just the small little instances that you have with these.
When animals attacked?
Yeah. Jess, a horse tried to bite my ponytail because it thought it was a snack or something. Mm. Never trust him since.
Yeah.
That's funny. My daughter, Sophia, same thing happened with her and a horse. A horse, like, started to, like, sniff her hair and maybe lick it or something.
Yeah.
She was like, not my beautiful hair.
Not my beautiful hair.
She was maybe.
I don't want horse snot.
Yeah, she was maybe
saliva.
Four or something like that at the time. She was like, not my beautiful hair.
Same. I'd feel the same way.
Anyways, good stories. It's 99.7 EJX.